It is International Women's Day, and I have another special guest for today. Welcome, Tata Wautanse, to Jody Calahu Stonehouse.
Hello. Thank you for having me on 89.3 The Raven with Relic.
I know, and this is so funny because I was on your radio show so many times when you were on campus radio, and now the roles are reversed, and here we are, right?
Here we are. Yeah. Now I'm the celebrity.
Yeah, now you're a celeb, right?
I love
First
it.
Off, congratulations to Thank all you. Your success. Successes and everything that you've been doing in these last few years. You've been working your buns off.
It's true. It's true. I have hustled and I will continue to hustle. And that's part of the work as a woman is we have to bring in gender equity for all the young women who are following us. Still in Alberta, we have the highest rate of missing and murdered women. We have the biggest gender pay gap in our province, which means that women are underpaid comparably to men who are doing the exact same job. So until we level those out and there's a balance, then I will continue to hustle. I will continue to work hard because we need to make space for the next generation.
Exactly. And, you know, today being International Women's Day, we love to celebrate women every day, not just today, but especially today, right? And I really feel like women are taking the forefront in so many areas, academia, entertainment, law, all these things, education. How does that make you feel to see that finally in 2024?
I was thinking about the role of matriarchy when you invited me to come speak to this. And I was thinking also what really helps women in leadership roles, whether it's in academia, in politics, in sports, is the men, our brothers or our partners or our dads, who love us, who lift us, who support us. And it's the men also who help us position ourselves to be in these places of authority or power. So really, you know, we don't get here alone. It's our community, our collective. Mm-hmm. And I'm really thankful to my brothers, my dads, all of those men who've, you know, lifted me. And to see other women shine, we also have our sisterhood. You know, where we go, we bring each other.
Your daughters, too,
and
right?
Our daughters, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a gift.
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask the same thing of you that I asked Joanna Gladue, who is also a guest
Joanna.
Today. Yeah, so I'm Amazing. Very happy to have both you guys on the show. Any specific women that you'd like to shout out today that deserve a bit of recognition in your life, perhaps?
Yeah, I was thinking about the women who really molded me politically so that I could be in a leadership role. And I remember watching Chief Rose Labucan from Driftpile sitting with Treaty 6 or the Assembly of Treaty Chiefs, or watching Regina Crowchild, who's the proxy chief and who has been the proxy chief for at least 2 to 3 decades. And watching these women so gracefully and powerfully and eloquently, and Bernice Marshall, Chief Bernice Marshall, really lay it down with the men chiefs when it needed to be. Watching them negotiate the way that they did so powerfully to get the outcomes for the people. And so, you know, those women were instrumental in when I positioned myself as a leader. I think of how they were, their integrity, their grace, their power. And same with Bev Jacobs. When Bev Jacobs responded to the apology in 2008 to Stephen Harper, she was this Mohawk woman who held her feather and responded to the apology of the Indian Residential School. And she did that with such power. She moved the room and silenced people. And with her were the ancestors. And when I think about being in the role of leadership, I think of these women who embody grace, power, integrity, and really a sense of calm authority. So when I think about who's influenced me in leadership, mm-hmm. It has been them.
Oh, amazing. Once again, sitting and speaking with the amazing Jody Calahu Stonehouse. Thank you for stopping by today. Big kid and Oscar, and huge hugs to you. And best of luck to everything you have going on moving forward.
Thank you. And lots of love to all the young women, transgendered women, Two Spirits. We love you. We are here for you. And we rise together.
Yasin.